So today, the Invercargill Vegan Society just had our stall at the Health and Disability Expo 2013, May Day, held on the 5th of May each year. And it was lovely. We're at the Invercargill Workmen's Club, a beautiful warm building on the first floor, and we had a lovely table together, didn't we, Jen?
Yeah, we did. It was an awesome response from everyone. We're really pleased with today.
It was wonderful. We had Dan join us, and Dan is a nurse, and so it was lovely to be able to say that we had nurses who we knew were going to be at the day who were vegan. And we had, my computer was there, we had a 27-inch iMac playing Forks Over Knives, and we also switched it up to play Making the Connection, which is a 30-minute documentary by The Vegan Society, the original vegan society, the first one established by Donald Watson in 1944, and it was very cool.
Yeah, it was. It was great to have that playing. We're also handing out a free A4 recipe sheet with some yummy, yummy recipes on there, including our macaroni cheese. We had
burgers.
And burgers, yep, quinoa burgers, and apricot sultana bran loaf. What was the other recipe, Jordan? Something else. All yummy things, anyway. We also handed out information on free cooking classes, which are currently being held by the Adventists, and involves a health talk as well, cooking demonstration, and cooking food tasting. So that's all really good value. And we also had lots of information, plus photos of our yummy food and our chicken friends.
We had 30 A4 photos behind us on some real estate boards, and it was really wonderful to see all these colourful pictures, mostly chickens, lovely chickens living natural life, really pretty looking pictures, really nice photos, and nice photos of vegan food from our potlucks and things. And there's one of our friend Catherine on World Vegan Day wearing a World Vegan Month shirt. And it was wonderful to see these photos were so colourful. We had such a positive message. I think everyone looking at us could see that we had a positive message. We weren't saying not to do things. We weren't saying, you can't have sugar, you can't have fat, reduce this, reduce that. We did talk about health things, and the documentary spoke about health things, but we had an overwhelmingly positive message.
Yeah, absolutely. Even from people who admittedly eat a lot of meat themselves, they could see the value in reducing the amount of meat that they're eating, and they were interested in trying new recipes. And a lot of them already knew someone that had type 2 diabetes, so they've been advised to reduce the sugar and to eat more healthy diet. Or perhaps they had high cholesterol issues. Or they had a vegetarian or a vegan member in their family, so they wanted to know about what recipe ideas we could have that might help them to cater for their family members. So yeah, it was all surprisingly positive. We were really encouraged by it.
We spoke with some gluten-free people and some diabetic people, and one of them mentioned she likes almond milk because it's low in sugar, the unsweetened almond milk we have. And there was one woman with a nut allergy. One daughter has a nut allergy, and we're explaining that it's easy to be vegan and avoid nuts. It's not terribly difficult. We'd have something like rice milk, for example, instead of almond milk, for example. We had almond milk on the table, a nut. Well, it's a jute, but a seed. And I just have to say, what a positive thing we had today, where we had at least 100 people, I would say, who were serious. We had more than 100 people who came up. We had hundreds. But we had more than 100 people who genuinely took the recipes and have a serious chance of looking at our information, looking at our website, looking at the recipe we gave them, who have really had a really positive experience for veganism, at least 100 people who were serious. And it was great. We only had maybe 5 negative kind of smart alecky comments. We only had a couple people said, but I like eating meat. We only had 1 or 2 of those people. We had one woman, she looked like a tough sow, and so I said, hi, do you like eating food? This is what we have, this is what we like to eat. This is great vegan food, and this is our macaroni and cheese and stuff. And her answer was, I don't like eating. I find it a pain, or it's a nuisance, or I hate having to remember to take my food for the day 3 times every day. And so it's kind of like, that's a difficult one to win, isn't
it? Can you imagine not liking eating? I don't get that at all.
So we had just a wonderful time, and there were so many people that said that they know that their brother or sister or their son or their daughter are vegetarian or vegan. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was positive. A very, very positive time. And, 20 people an hour. God, no wonder I got
really
so thirsty. Yeah, well, so we would have spoken to about 20 people an hour over the course of the 5-hour event today.
So most people were there for least 2 to 5 minutes, I would say, on average. Mm. Some people stayed a lot longer and were happy to look at things. And everyone we gave recipes and things, people passing by, we say, "Hey, would you like some vegan recipes?" And people would take it if we just reach out to them. We basically put it in their bag for them and they had a good impression and they saw the pictures and saw our website was on the for more information. Mm. And
oh, we also ran a raffle as well. We found some vegan food items, including, well, some healthy ones and some less healthy, such as the Oreos and the Whittaker's peppermint chocolate. And we put those together in a little hamper and we raffled that off. The tickets were free. And we've got to deliver that to someone over the weekend. They'll be very, very excited to receive that, I imagine.
Yeah, it was just wonderful. So at one point we had every other person said that their son or daughter was vegetarian or vegan. And it's just wonderful to think here in Invercargill that we have so many people so very interested in veganism. So it really is a mainstream thing now. People are ready to hear about veganism. People are willing to take it on their own terms. They're not scared of the term vegan or veganism. It's not the V word. And it's just incredible to think if even a slight number of these people are serious, like to come to our potlucks and things, if we did speak to, let's say, 100 genuine people, and at least 100 people will look at our website from this event, and at least 100 people seriously know about veganism and things from today's event, if even 5 or 10 become more serious in that seriousness, if even a few of those come to our potlucks, then they're all word of mouth. It's all just a wonderful day here in Invercargill for the Invercargill Vegan Society and for veganism.
And for the animals, yay!
And for our hen friends. Oh.